the enemy will not triumph over me. Father, we thank you for every declaration that is made, God. We decree and declare that God will bless us and surround us with favor like a shield. We decree and declare our covenant is a covenant of peace, prosperity, and blessing. We decree and declare we will fear no evil, for thou art with us. We decree and declare your words, your spirit, they will comfort us. We decree and declare our righteousness is from the Lord, and everything we do will prosper, for we are like a tree planted by the rivers of water. We decree and declare we are doers of God and blessed in our deeds. We decree and declare we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. We decree and declare great is the peace of our children, and they are taught of the Lord. We decree and declare God's favor will cause men to give us the resources to accomplish our assignment. We decree and declare God's favor causes policies, rules, regulations, and laws to be changed, reversed to the advantage of his people. We decree and declare God's favor will cause us to be established in a prosperous business. We decree and declare that this is the year of favor of the Lord. This is the set time for the favor of the Lord to be manifested in our lives. We decree and declare we are growing in stature, wisdom, increasing in favor, and favor is being multiplied to us. Let the favor of the Lord open doors to our assignment that no man can shut. Let the favor of the Lord surround us as a shield. We have favor with everyone assigned to our destiny. We receive life favor from the Most High God. And we thank you, Father God, that every word will be established. Prophetess Joyce, please open the line so we can speak in our hands.
Hallelujah.
Father God, I just thank you this morning. I just thank you, Lord, for who you are. I thank you for being Jehovah Rapha. And I thank you for total healing for Mike Mills and the Brown family and the Castillo family and Vanessa Allen and Edgar Brown, Paul Nesbitt, Olivia Castillo-Jolie, Pamela Washington, Marcus Hugate, the family of Aisha Cooper and the family of Edward Hawkins, Mother Dorothy Myers, Mother Mary Jordan, Mother Betty Johnson, Anita Green, Pernell and Kenya Applewhite, Sister Karima, Sharde Wilson, Ray J. Baker, Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, and Minister Stephen Bostick, Frank Tucker, Vivian Crosswell, The Slaves in Libya, Felicia Williams, Harold Furs, Michael Karn, Hillary Thomas, Lily Willis, Terrell Hartley, Joey, Prophetess Tamalyn Hodge. I thank you, Lord, for total healing of Alice Jackson, Prophetess Alice Jackson. I thank you, Lord, for Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan for their faithfulness to ministry. I thank you for their leadership. I thank you for the first family of the Jordan family and their legacy and all the legacies on this line. And I thank you for the prophets that's faithfully serving you worldwide. I thank you for the first-time listeners and all the partners that's on the line. May you bless all of their families with finances, restoration, open doors, new connections, a fresh wind of peace worldwide. And I thank you for the conversations of peace worldwide. I thank you, Lord, for who you are, and I thank you for your word, the Bible, which is our foundation. I thank you that you continue to peel off the layers of all your servants, that they serve you in spirit and truth. I thank you for the knowledge that you give each and every one of us worldwide. I thank you for the mothers worldwide, and I thank you for our children, that you give them a hedge of protection. And I thank you for keeping Prophetess Barbara Tucker and her team safe. I thank you for the comings and goings of each and every one represented on this line. I thank you for restoration and for the devastated countries, and that it's you, Lord, that we serve, and we serve you gladly. We love and honor. I love and honor. In Jesus' name, you. Amen.
I am a wonder unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. And Father, we do. We honor you. We trust you. We love you, God. We give you praise, for you give us life, for our breath and love, and you give us gifts and talents and wisdom, and we thank you, God. We lift your name on high, Father God, and we thank you for this day of grace. For you give us what we need daily, our daily bread, Father God. We cannot concern about tomorrow, for God, we know you will work that out too. You make life worth living. Thank you, God, for power. Thank you, God, for favor. Thank you, God, for protection, Father God, as we move day by day and night by night, Father God. We hold up even Robert Toth in this hour, Father God, that you will protect him, God. You will build a protection around him as he reaches out and calls to you, Father God. Continue to show him mercy, Father God, and grace, God, direction and guidance. Father God, we decree and declare with the power that you give us that the Lord, you are our shepherd, and we don't want, God. We decree and declare that addiction is broken in this hour, Father God. Whether it be from lusting things and from food and from sex, God, and from drugs, Father God, we cancel these things out in the name of Jesus so our brothers and our sisters can walk upright, Father God, in a completeness. We see them whole and complete. God, we walk in right relationships, and we decree and declare no weapon that is formed against us shall ever prosper. We even decree and declare the turnaround in our governmental system, Father God. We're trusting you, God. No matter what a natural eye might look like, we see everything whole, complete, and we walk in this peace, Father God. We continue to hold up the Cooper family, Father God, the Castillo family, the Hawkins family, Father God, Ronald Blake, Meek Mills, protect him, Father God. Cover and protect him, Father God, wherever he may be, Father God. We continue to hold up the Jordan family, Father God. We thank you for our ancestors, God, that stand still with us, cheering us on, God. We thank you for Frank and Cynthia Tucker, and as they can be the face of marriages, Father God, all marriages and relationships, that you build them up even stronger, Father God. Thank you for touching Marcus Fugate, Father God. Just break that spirit of addiction, and we thank you, God, that these things are done in your name. We give you always the honor and the glory. Thank you for every one represented on the list and every voice on the call, Father God, for it is you that gives us the power, God, and we receive it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen, Father. We just thank you this evening, God, and we glorify you, God. We thank you for who you are, God, and what you have been to us, God. We lift up your name this evening, God, and we just want to say thank you for all that you've done, God. We want to give you the praise, God. We want to honor you, God. We thank you for being the mighty God, and we thank you for having a mighty hand and an outstretched hand, God. We thank you for your love and your kindness and your mercy towards your people, God. We thank you, Father God, that you've been mindful, Father God, towards men, God. We thank you, Father God, that you put your spirit in us, God, and we pray, God, that we will become more and more like you, God. We thank you, Father God, for thy I am-ness, God, and that we walk in power, that we walk in truth, that we walk in love, God, and that we walk in peace, Father. We thank you, and we pray for our nation this evening, Father God. We pray for the dreamers, God. We pray for those, Father God, that may be disheartened, God, and not understand what comes next, Father. But thank you, Father God, that you are a God of all nations, God, and that you are the creator of all men, God. We pray, Father God, that there will be a positive outcome, Father God, and that families will not be separated, and that, Father God, the government will come, Father God, to a positive outcome where it will justify everyone, God. Now, we thank you, Father God, for unity and order, God. We pray, Father God, for our government, the political unrest, God. We pray, Father God, that you will make the crooked places straight, Father God, and that you will give answers, and that you will give, Father God, solutions, Father God, to your people, to the government, and those, Father God, that are in charge, Father. We pray, Father God, for our ministers, our churches this evening, Father God, that they will have a resolution, and Father God, that they will become more active and involved in the community, and Father God, that they will come together with the government, God, and begin to give solutions, Father God. We pray that you will raise the prophets up, God, and that they will have answers, and that, Father God, they will begin to administer the word of the Lord, Father God, in high places, God. And we thank you, Father God, that you're gathering the prophets, God, even for such a time as this, God, that you're bringing them into a place, Father God, where they will acknowledge your name and they will give the word of the Lord, God, and that truth, Father God, shall come. We thank you, Father God, for this is a time and a season, Father God, where we will see the favor of the Lord. We will see the breakthrough. We will see the outcome. We will see the mighty hand, Father. We thank you for the shaking, Father God, because all things are working together for our good. We pray for unity amongst the brethren. We pray for unity amongst our communities, God. We pray, Father God, for favor in every situation, in business deals, God. We pray for favor in houses and real estate and land, God. We pray, Father God, that every business deal, Father God, will go according to the way that it should, according to your word, according to your will, God. We thank you that all of these things have positive outcomes and that you have shed favor in every situation. Now, we pray for those that are on the line. We pray, Father God, those that are being challenged in their health, mental illness, God, being challenged in different areas of their life. But we thank you that you are Jehovah Rapha, the God that heals, restores, God. We thank you that you replenish, God. We thank you, Father God, that the latter house shall be greater than the former house, God. We thank you for the breakthrough, God. We thank you, Father God, that the land will begin to yield the harvest, God, and that we thank you for the wealth transfer that's coming to your people, for the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous, God. We thank you, Father God, as we stand in place in obedience, Father. We thank you, Father God, that you will begin to release your blessings, God, as we come together, two or three, touching and agreeing, God, the power of agreement, God, that it is so, God, and that every word, God, is true, God, and that we're standing in faith, by faith, and believing in you, God, and believing in your word, God, that all things are possible, God. We thank you right now for the outcome, God. We thank you right now for the breakthrough, God. We thank you, God, that it is already finished and it is already done, and we're speaking it into existence. We thank you, Father God, for your saving power, God. We thank you, Father God, that you're saving those, Father God, who don't know you, God. You said the gospel will be preached in the four corners of the earth, God. We pray, God, that every person will have an opportunity, Father God, to hear the word of God and to be saved. We thank you for salvation, God. We thank you that the Son sets free, God. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. We pray, God, that you set the captive free and that you release them that are bound, God. Deliver them, Father God, that are bound in certain situations. And, Father God, we pray, Father God, that you will move by your Spirit and that we will adhere to your word and that we will move and live and have all of your being. We give you the glory. We give you all honor, God, and all praise belongs to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, we thank you, oh God. We make a joyful noise unto you, oh Lord, and serve you with gladness. We come and before your presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pastures. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth will endure to all generations. Amen and amen. Father God, we thank you, Lord, and we give you our honor and praise and thanksgiving, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, because this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice in it, oh God. Oh God, we thank you for giving us a cheerful heart, oh God. And we thank you, dear Lord, for increase in faith, oh God. And we thank you, God, that true joy comes to all who seek you first, oh God. And God, we thank you, dear Lord, that we find rest in you, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, that you never leave us or forsake us, dear Lord. And we thank you, dear Lord, for guiding us into all truth, dear Lord. Father God, we thank you, God, for helping us in those distressing days to trust in thee, God. And we thank you, God, for your blessed assurance that thou doest all things well, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for traveling mercies, oh God. We thank you, God, for protecting us as we travel by air, land, and sea, and keeping us safe, oh God, wherever we may be, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for letting the prophets gather together one more time in unity, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for letting us touch and agree, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for the strength and power and your infinite love that will be there in prophecology, oh God. We thank you, God, for the worship, oh God, in the place of prophecology, Jesus. We thank you, God, for letting them travel safe there and back home, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for the process, oh God. And we thank you, God, for making a way out of no way to prophecology, dear Lord. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for reshaping us, oh, God. We thank you, God, for enlightenment and strength, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for rewards that you give us, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for knowing who you are and we are, oh, God. We thank you, God, for network connections, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for blessing our hands, oh, God. We thank you, God, that you are the author and the finisher, dear Lord. And we thank you, God, that nothing is withheld from us in this season, oh, God. We thank you, Almighty God, and we pray for blessings upon the schools, the college, and all institutions of learning, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for fulfilling the children's hearts with your goodness, oh, God, and your love, oh, God. We thank you, God, for giving us proper regards of each other, oh, God. We thank you, God, for giving us patience to walk in unity with one another, dear Lord. We thank you, dear Lord, that we are prosperous, oh, God. We thank you, God, that we are above and not beneath, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for the perfect law of liberty, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for being just cleansing us, cleansing our hearts of all selfishness, dear Lord. And we thank you, God, for protecting us, oh, God. We thank you, Jesus, oh, God, keeping our eyes open that we will see, oh, God, what you see, oh, God, in us, dear Lord. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for your hedge of protection over us, over our children, over our loved ones, and all around us, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for letting us be the Moses, oh, God, and our families to be here to pray and petition, God, your favor, your love, your protection, and your healing for them, dear Lord. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for your healing power, oh, God. We thank you, dear Lord, for giving us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, oh, God. We thank you, dear Lord, for protecting us from evil, oh, God. We thank you, God, for teaching us in your word that whatsoever things are true, just, honest, pure, and lovely, and of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, we should think on these things, oh, God. We thank you, God, for revealing unto the youth your truth, dear Lord. We thank you, God, that the fear of you is the beginning of wisdom, oh, God, and wisdom is a defense, oh, God. We thank you, dear Lord, for opening our eyes that we may see the wonderful things that you have for us. In your law, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for our leader, Master Prophet, and the leading lady, Prophetess Deborah Jordan, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for giving them direction in their lives and in the lives of your people, oh, God. We thank you, God, for all the leaders, all your leaders all over the world, oh, God. We thank you for them, dear Lord. Oh, God, we thank you, dear Lord, for you are the first and the last. Oh, God, you are the beginning and the end, oh, God. And we thank you, God, that without you, we are nothing, God. We thank you that all things come through and from you, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for increase in our lives, Almighty One. And we thank you, God, for teaching us not to fear and not to worry, oh, God. We thank you, God, for your fresh mercy every day in our lives, dear Lord. And we thank you, God, for life and joy and the joy of living each and every day, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for renewed strength, oh, God. We thank you, oh, God, for good health, oh, God. And we thank you, God, for healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of the soles of our feet, oh, God. And we thank you, God, for your great insurance and your great mercy for all those that names was on the list, oh, God. You know what they're in the need of, oh, God. Thank you, dear Lord. Thank you, dear Lord, for blessing them, oh, God, and for keeping them safe, oh, God, and sustaining them with your insurance, dear Lord. And, Father God, we thank you that whoever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment is already condemned. Because when you arise, dear Lord, the enemy scatters. Thank you, O mighty one. Thank you, King of Kings. In your mighty, precious, and masterful name we pray, amen and amen.
Hallelujah. When Solomon finished praying, a bolt of lightning out of heaven struck the whole burnt offering and sacrifices, and the glory of God filled the temple. The glory was so dense that the priests could not get in. God so filled the temple that there was no room for the priests. When all Israel saw the fire fall from heaven and the glory of God filled the temple, they fell on their knees, bowed their heads, and worshiped God, thanking God. Yes, God is good. His love never quits. And it came to pass when the priests were come out of the holy place that the cloud filled the house of the Lord, so that the priests could not stand to minister because of the cloud. For the glory of the Lord filled the house of the Lord. Then spake Solomon, the Lord said that he would dwell in the thick darkness. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bones, and the fire upon the altar shall be burning in it. It shall not be put out, and the priest shall burn wood on it every morning and lay the burnt offering in order upon it, and he shall burn thereon the fat of the peace offering. The fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. It shall never go out. This is the kind of fast I'm after, to break the chains of injustice, get rid of exploitations in the workplace, free the oppressed, cancel debts. What I'm interested in seeing you do is sharing your food with the hungry, inviting the homeless poor into your homes, putting clothes on the shivering ill-clad, being available to your own families. Do this, and the lights will turn on. And your lives will turn around at once. Your righteousness will pave your way. The God of glory will secure your passage. Then when you pray, God will answer. You'll call out for help, and I'll say, here I am. Hallelujah. Father, we give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise, Lord God, and we ask in the name of Jesus that you send your cloud. We ask in the name of Jesus that you send your, let your glory fall on this line even now. Father God, as I decrease, let your anointing flow, touching everyone under the sound of our voice. In the name of Jesus, breaking the bands of wickedness, giving sight to the blind. Hallelujah. Renewing the minds, breaking the shackles, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of every stronghold and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. We pull down every stronghold of cancer and disease. We command kidneys to function with perfection, hearts to perfection, minds to perfection, joints to perfection, digestive system to perfection. In the name of the Oshataka, we come against diabetes, Lord God. We come against depression. Father God, we break the bands of wickedness over every household, over every family, over every bloodline. Spirits of addiction, we drive you out because the glory is here. The glory of Shandalabasai, because of the glory of God, we drive out the power of the enemy. Every spirit of witchcraft, we drive it out of Osha and send it back to the sender. We reroute the spirit of flu that's plaguing our land, because as you said, Father, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, that you will hear from heaven, you will forgive our sins and heal our land. Father God, we're asking for healing. Healing in our political structures, healing in our churches, healing, God, in our families, healing in our relationships, healing on our job, in our finances. We decree and declare debt cancellation. We come against banks, amen, that's trying to steal from your people. We come against institutions, Lord God, that's trying to bind up your people. God, we decree freedom, healing, restoration, and repair. Peace be still. In Jesus' name, amen. My God, today, people of God, for the next, amen, next 30 seconds, I just want you to just go into a resounding praise for the next 30 seconds, for the next. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. People of God, I just want to encourage you to keep that atmosphere of worship wherever you are, in your car, in your home, on your job, amen, wherever you are geographically, continue to maintain the atmosphere of prayer. Prayer is not an incident. Prayer is not a scheduled event. Prayer is a way of life. Amen. You are prayer. Amen. The song says, may the fire on my altar never burn out. Amen. The altar is your heart. Let the fire on the altar of your heart continue to burn. Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for each of you. Amen. On the call, I tell you, I am believing God. I am believing God that when you all come on these prayer calls, that tumors just drop out of your body, dissolve. Amen. I'm believing God that those of you who are on dialysis, all of a sudden your kidneys just start working because of the cloud, because of the glory. Hallelujah. Those that are on medication for depression and other mental health issues, that all of a sudden a clarity of your mind and emotional stability begin to come unto you. And I believe God, hallelujah, because of the anointing, every yoke shall be destroyed. Amen. He said, you shall recover all. Amen. 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 Do I have anyone who wants to take care of the announcements for us?
Amen and amen. I have the announcements from the God prophet. Amen. 9 a.m. conference call. Join the Master Prophet. Amen. Monday through Saturday. Pop Life Radio, Monday through Friday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Time. 8 p.m. conference call, join Prophet Joshua Jordan and the Company of Prophets Monday through Friday. All conference call will be on the same line, amen, the 1-515-604-9266, amen. And don't forget to join us in this Midnight Cry. Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan, Midnight Cry, thank you so much, every night at 12 a.m., amen and amen. And also check your email to see what the Master Prophet is sending on the MP3 and see what's the best seed to sow. Amen. Back to you, Prophetess Darlene.
Amen and hallelujah. And don't forget, thank you, Prophetess Joyce Hartley, don't forget Sunday morning. That's today for those of you on the in East Coast time. At 11 a.m. and again at 4 p.m. the breakout of the supernatural manifestation prophetic revival starts today. Make your way to the Eagle's House. Make your way, amen, with our very own Master Prophet Archbishop Ebenezer Jordan and Prophet Samson Amateng. Amen. January 21st through the 31st, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m., Saturday, 12 noon, and then again at 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. Amen. You want to come on to Pop Life Radio at 12 noon so you can, amen, interact with the prophets and ask questions about the upcoming prophecology, also about the prophetic order. Amen. There's information there for you, people of God. You want to be in the know. Amen. Also, if you have fulfilled your Book of the Month 3, it is time for you to go ahead and set up your Book of the Month 4. You don't want to miss one book that Bishop is sending out. You don't want to miss one. Amen. So you want to set up your Book for the Month 4 so you can begin to get your first publication for 2018. Amen. And, of course, the particulars around the Book of the Month 4, the assessment amount, etc., will be provided you on these Pop Life Radio calls. That information is being shared. Also, you can call 888-831-0434 for further information. Amen. And you don't want to miss the 8 o'clock call with Prophet Joshua, our very own son of our Archbishop and Pastor Deborah, eldest son of the Master Prophet. Amen. You don't want to miss that 8 o'clock Monday through Saturday. Amen. The power of God has been resting upon these calls. Amen. And the law of abundance is upon us. Amen. Write your check. Get that 8018 in the ground so you can receive those prophetic instructions. Respond to the letter that the Master Prophet has sent out. Amen. You can text to give at 646-762-0433. And don't forget, we're winding down, but don't forget, this continues to be the birthday month of our leading lady, Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan, the wife of our Archbishop, amen, the woman of God who has made all of this possible, this prayer space, this prayer ministry. This is the vision of our leading lady, amen, and we want to, amen, expand, amen. It is her vision. She envisions having 1,000 prayer warriors on this call, amen, and you can help us. Amen. Strengthen the hands of the woman of God by, amen, sowing a seed to expand these calls, but also to strengthen her hands, amen, and to encourage her heart and say, go, Pastor Deborah, go. Let her know that you're with her. Let her know that you're going to bring others on the call. You're going to bring your friends. You're going to bring your enemies. Amen. You're going to bring your neighbors. Amen. I was at Home Depot. No, Lowe's the other day and met a woman, amen, and I shared the phone number with the woman at the Lowe's, amen. Listen, you don't even have to know them, but if you know people have issues or maybe they know someone with issues, you want to share, amen? Share this information, amen. Be a blessing. Be a blessing. Be a blesser, amen. Let be the answer to someone else's prayer. Amen. Thank God for each of you, Company of Prophets. Once again, I want to thank you for your faithfulness, for your stand. You know, Pastor Deborah, Archbishop, thanks you, loves you, appreciates you. Amen. And I humbly am grateful to be able to stand with you on the front line, standing in the gap of the people of God. Couldn't do it without you. We bless God for each of you. Amen. My condolences to the Castillo family. Amen. We will continue to pray for you. Love you to life. God bless.
God bless you too.